flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Interesting question that you threw out there in regard to where the Falcons are right now, odds-wise, to win the Super Bowl in 2025, like the upcoming season, 60-1. I don't know where that puts them in terms of the overall NFL, but 60-1 feels about right. Those aren't good odds, right? Like those, if you bet that for the Falcons to win the Super Bowl, you'd make a whole bunch of money, and deservedly
so. It's definitely a number the NFL's...
It'd be a long shot.
Yeah, definitely a number the books aren't expecting to have to pay out.
No. No, they're probably not going to have to pay that one out. And also, I would say, be careful putting too much on that. You know what I mean? Just handing over free money to casinos. But you never know. I would say stranger things have happened. I don't know that stranger things have happened than that, but strange things happen in sports all the time. The question you had, which I thought was really interesting, is if the odds right now are 60-1 before the offseason, before the draft, before free agency, before they make some of the tweaks they're going to have to make to their current roster to try to move some money around, will that go up or down? And I can't imagine the Falcons' perception getting any worse than it is right now. With the Kirk Cousins stuff and just the amount of question marks they have on the defensive side of the ball, and maybe that's just me giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're going to address that stuff. Why would I do that? Because they haven't really ever on the defensive side of the ball, not anytime recently. But I just feel like the general thought of where they are, how could it be much worse than it is right now?
So I'm going to say something here, and people are going to take it one way out of context, and it's not what I'm suggesting. I think this is an incredible number.
Okay.
At 60-1.
Like value-wise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl next year. So please let me preface what I'm about to say.
Yeah. But so in your mind, you think that the real 60
to
odds
1,
are better than that?
They are way better than 60-1. And I think over time, and I don't even think it matters what the offseason does. They're going to add someone in the draft they think can help this team. They're going to figure out in free agency or trade how to try and help this team. Whether it does or not remains to be seen. But let's go back to where we were. Like, again, it's going to sound dumb. How far away were the Falcons from being contenders in the Super Bowl against some of these teams? Like, if you could premise this with there's not a massive fall off at quarterback, which you had.
Yes.
We were having the discussion. At 6-3, can they compete?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not saying can they win, but can they compete?
Right.
Even with Michael Penix coming in right at the end, you went toe-to-toe with the Commanders on the road, a team that went into the NFC title game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just, the pass rush, for whatever reason, got ramped up a little bit after the bye.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they're that far off. Now, I think there's a big I think there's a big difference between like where four or five teams are and where teams like 6-12 can be.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think what you're trying to say is they're not that far off from maybe being, because I think what the Commanders did was a bit
too lightning in a bottle
above what they're really capable of. But that's what it is. Like, you get to the playoffs and you're healthy and you come up against a team that isn't. And that's what happened with the Lions. Like, the Lions are a better team than the Commanders.
Yeah, they had no defensive
path.
You're
they were just decimated by injuries by the time they got to that point of the season. But so what? Like, that's the way it goes. That's the NFL. A lot of teams end up with really bad injuries by January and playoff time, and that's where they were. The Commanders took advantage of it, so they deserve credit for that. But yeah, I can get on board with you saying that they're probably not that far away from maybe being a good story into winning a playoff game.
I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. But 60-1 is a wild number. Like, 60-1 feels to me, because the worst team you're gonna have, like impossible odds, is probably like 100-1, right? Like, the Raiders feel like they should be 60-1.
The Giants are like 200-1.
Are they that bad?
The Titans are like 200-1. Yeah.
I'm surprised the NFL's putting odds on that. I, you know how dumb I was?
At the beginning of this season,
I like the Titans.
I found an article from September. The Commanders were 150-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When was that?
Yeah.
This is August.
So they had already taken Jaden Daniels. They had already hired Dan Quinn. They had already done the majority of what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong about 60-1 then. Like maybe I'm looking at it, but
well,
like
the hard part is like this is where I always, and this is a totally different conversation. This is more of like a gambling conversation where I find fault with people's definition of value, because they're not going to win the Super Bowl. So there isn't any value. Like, just because you think that they might be a little bit better than that number, and I understand you have to be betting a lot of different things consistently in order for that value play to pay off for you. But like, if you're simply saying that number in and of itself, it's not going to pay. Just like with the Commanders,
there are no legitimately
Panther or the Commanders at 150-1, and they made the NFC Championship
great,
game.
Great, cool.
Didn't get any money.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much you bet on them to win the Super Bowl at 150-1. The house has your money. So that's always my thing with value. Like, that's an incredible value. No, it isn't. It's not going to happen. So it's actually a terrible value. Don't bet on it.
In the big four sports over however many years you want to go back, have there been any legitimately like unsuspecting champions, like unexpected titleists? Like, I mean, how far back do we have to really go?
As far as teams that won the championship that you never in a million years would have seen them coming
right
to win the championship.
Yeah,
yeah, doesn't really happen.
It doesn't happen. So I agree with you.
Doesn't
like, 60-1.
Never happens in
the
NBA.
It could be 20-1. It could be 1,000-1. They're not going to win the Super
Bowl
next year.
There's five teams you can pick from the beginning of every NBA season.
And guess what? They're all shorter than 25-1 odds.
Yeah, for sure.
All of them.
For sure. But the NFL is the one where maybe it could, because there's so much turnover year over year.
The Vikings last year probably had some wild odds.
There's five in, there's five out every single year. That said, the NFL, you look at these odds right now, they got the Eagles at 6-1.
I was saying, it was
the Eagles. They got the Chiefs at 6.5-1.
Yeah.
They got the Ravens at 6.5-1. They got the Bills right there. Then there's a little bit of a fall off after that. You get to Detroit at 10-1. And then it really kind of starts to landslide. And you have teams like, I think the 49ers right there, like to me, what they did last year was an outlier. I think good organizations, outlier seasons are what the 49ers did last year. Bad organizations, outlier seasons are what the Commanders did this year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you catch lightning in a bottle and have a good year out of nowhere. That's what bad organizations do. You get lucky, and it happens every once in a while. Good organizations have those one or two occasional downturns, and then they're right back at it. And I think the 49ers are a good organization that are built well and have a good coaching staff. So to me, like, that's a decent value, because you could convince me that the 49ers could win the Super Bowl. You scroll much further down this list than that, like, it would take a minor miracle for a lot of these teams to do that. Now, all of that being said, like, with that being the perception of where the Falcons are in the hierarchy of the NFL, you're right around bottom 10. You're like in 20th right now in terms of the best odds to win the Super Bowl. I could see it improving if they go out and get a interesting free agent.
So let's go back to
if they draft well.
So let's go back to the root of the question. It's 60-1 right now. Is it going to go up or down over the course of the offseason?
I think it'll go up. And by that I mean it'll be better
55-1,
50-1,
40-1,
like that. Yeah, I could see
that. Now, that would suggest that something is done in this offseason that makes the books believe this team is more capable of stumbling on something.
Mm-hmm.
whether that's in a draft, whether that's in a trade, whether that's free agency, whether that's, I don't know, unexpectedly finding cap space. That would tell you that. Now, I'm a little less convinced, based on the off seasons that this team has had, that they're going to make moves that further sell me, because they are binded a little bit because of the cap situation. I don't trust what's going to happen at 15. just as a blanket statement, I don't trust what's going to happen at 15. I told you this morning off air, I am preparing to talk myself into the idea that an offensive lineman's the right pick.
Yeah, I understand. And
there
are
football reasons that you can I get that.
That's the one that I would disagree with, that I could at least justify, just because of what you have at right tackle. Now he's protecting the blind side.
I don't want to have a pick that I have to justify to myself.
Understand. But
I agree with you.
You're going to have to
Any offensive player selected, you can justify a lineman more than anything else. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. Now, when it's
a lineman at 15, changing 60 to nothing?
When it's a wide receiver, then that'll be a fun Friday up there at Flowery Branch again. We'll do the same thing we've done the last 4 years. He is good.
Well, the other question is,
he is a good player.
Ultimately,
would have loved to have had that guy and improve. But here's the thing: in order for, forget what the odds are.
Yeah.
Think about what your personal expectation and perception of what they're capable of is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Time to change, in general, about what they're capable of. They're going to have to display to me something that they haven't really ever done outside of maybe a blip mid-Dan Quinn tenure. Of genuinely investing on the defensive side of the ball. Draft picks, free agency, really trying to make that an emphasis more so than all they've done is invest high picks and the money and free agents on, and I understand Jesse Bates, but by and large, on the offensive side of the ball, the priority has been that side of the football. To me, you've got that pretty well taken care of as far as what you need right now. You're going to have to demonstrate a philosophical shift to prioritize defense before I'm going to be I really buy what they're selling.
Here's my concern, and you may agree with this, you may not. I think you kind of tried that a little bit last year when you acquired Judon and you add Simmons. Now, neither of them worked out.
Here's why I say it's different. I loved those signings, and I think they were the right things to do. It was still just the way that it was
gone
about.
It felt desperate. It felt like there was an air of desperation, especially to the Judon move. Simmons was just free agent out there, and you're like, we can get him for that, then let's do it.
The way that I've felt that they've treated the defensive side of the football in this era, like the Terry Fontenot, you know, this regime, is we'll figure it out.
We'll find ways to win with whatever we have.
And that felt like, oh, wow, look at that. Great, perfect. We figured it out. We got it. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, planning to do something, doing it, drafting it, developing it. You know what I mean?
The other thing is what you're discussing.
As good as those guys are Band-Aids.
It's also not a one-year switch. Like, it's not you draft someone defensive at 15 and, like, we're now a defensive team. Mm-mm. It goes into what you're talking about. Multiple drafts.
It's a 4- and 5-year
multiple
process.
Years of development.
Exactly right.
Multiple years of perfecting your scheme.
Exactly right.
Learning each other, et cetera, et cetera.
So that's why it's hard to say that, like, your entire perception of what they're capable of is going to change in an offseason, because what I'm asking for is a philosophical change. Is you've got to care more about that than you have. And I'm not saying you don't care about it. You just haven't cared about it in the way that you need to in order to win at the highest level.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.